You're listening to Epic, online and on the air at 97.9 CHSR-FM.
The traveler said that my studies would begin with these people.
Shut up, Wesley!
Yeah, shut up, Wesley. Epic will return after these messages.
I wouldn't call myself a social butterfly, and there's not much that separates me from the other guy. But when I log in, I begin to live. There's an online world where I am king of a little website dedicated to me, with pictures of me and a list of my friends and an unofficial record of the groups that I'm in. Before the internet, friendship was so tough. You actually had to be in people's presence and stuff. Who would have thought that with a point and a click, I would know that Hope Floats is your favorite flick?
Harry Connick Jr.
Facebook. I'm hooked on Facebook. I used to meet girls hanging out at the mall, but now I just wait for them to write on my wall. Take a look. On Facebook.
Hey, it says that Link's status has changed. He's playing the recorder.
How do you know this person? Did you hook up with this person? Do you need to request confirmation? Did you just think they looked cute in their picture on Facebook? If the internet crashed all across the land, or my Facebook account was deleted by the man, I carry around a picture of my face and a summary of me typed out on a page.
Facebook.
I'm hooked on Facebook. It's more than a want, it's more than a need. I'd shrivel up and die without my many feet. Take a look, you're hooked on Facebook.
Facebook, Facebook, Facebook.
Take a look on Facebook, book, 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 book.
Hi, this is Ryan with Green Up, and you're listening to Epic, the only place where you can get an epic dose of fun every week from a geek's eyes point of view.
And we are back. You heard Facebook Song by Rhett and Link. You can head on over to geekly.com/epic. The show notes for this episode, where you can find links to their website, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and YouTube pages. If you haven't seen Rhett and Link yet, they're a pretty awesome comedy duo. Do a lot of stuff on YouTube. We are talking about social media, and we're going to move along through time to the present and what kind of social medias are currently out at the time of this recording, which is in the latter part of 2014.
Well, the funny thing about the current social networks is I was kind of sort of old school, and I didn't like them. Like Facebook, I didn't see the use of it. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever when I first...
Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. Here's the reason. Is initially, I did not want to go on it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was stupid. I didn't think it would be any benefit. And then I realized that I was starting to develop what I call old man tech.
Yeah.
Not old man tech you, but old man tech.
It's when you realize I'm becoming my father.
It's when you start thinking, well, I don't want to embrace this new stuff. I don't want to try this new stuff. The old way's better.
Yeah. I don't want to try it because it's new.
And it's really, and you can get trapped in that pretty easily. And I've seen people who got trapped in that, who work in the IT industry, who are so hopelessly out of date with current trends and current technology that they can't really, they shouldn't be working in tech anymore. And I didn't want to be that. And I realized that I was starting to go that route. So I figured, okay, I'm going on Facebook. I'm going on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. And just so that I could get a feel for it and use it. Now, I'm not the most active user in the world. But I mean, at least when someone says, oh yeah, I put it up on Facebook, I can go and check. And you know, I know what it is. And I keep current. Right. So, get off my lawn.
So Facebook is definitely one of the more modern ones. LinkedIn is the other. I think those are kind of the top two right now. MySpace is really? Still around.
You think LinkedIn is higher than Twitter?
Twitter is pretty big. Yeah, I suppose.
It's kind of huge.
I think I've got one that'll top most of those other ones.
Oh, really?
Okay.
What about Steam?
Steam?
Interesting. Steam.
Besides being a marketplace for video games, Steam has a massive social component to it.
I did not
that
know
will that. Let you build a friends list, and you know, you can chat with your fellow gamers. You can see what games they're playing, when they're playing, and you can even use Steam for things like I'm playing a game. I notice that you're online. I'll invite you, and then you can join the game that I have in progress, or I can join the game that you have in progress. And we can all multiplayer together in various things. Steam has given rise to what they call Project Greenlight, which is they allow their fan base to vote on which games they want highlighted so that they give the spotlight to smaller developers to bring their products to market.
Yes, one thing I love about Steam is their... for the independent creator, they really give the independent creator a platform to distribute their stuff. And some of the independent creations on that network are absolutely amazing.
Speaking of creators and independent creators, we haven't really mentioned YouTube.
As a social network?
Yeah, as a social network.
It is.
And it's like sort of the next level because it's like whole video... communication, like it's and it started out as, you know, just, you know, people making their own little videos and people liking them and watching them, and
here's my cats, watch the video, keep
exactly
playing.
But it's developed
is a social network, and you know, to the people who disagree, you know, because you have a list of subscribers, you can, you know, there are people that are watching yours, and you have a list of other feeds that you're watching, and you get updates on what they're doing. And
you can reply to videos with your own video. You can reply with comments.
Plus, also make a living doing it as well.
And yeah, like there's so much money in YouTube right now. It's not funny. It's the point where a bunch of, like, I remember when this happened. It was a couple of years back where a bunch of the really prominent YouTubers kind of got together, and they made kind of like a YouTube network. It's Maker Studios. And you may have heard of it before. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of the high-end, like, really popular YouTubers. And essentially what they did is they banded together to pool resources, and they actually created a business out of this where they can put out videos at a higher quality more frequently and essentially make more money out of it. Which is good and bad. It's good they get, you know, the popular guys are doing what people enjoy. However, it makes it a lot more difficult for the smaller guys to get into things now. So it's really interesting how that's moved.
Getting traffic to your YouTube videos, pretty much you have to pay for it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't happen.
Or you got to really luck out.
Get that viral video.
So kind of thing. There are a billion active users on YouTube, according to an article on digitalinsights.in.
That is a significant portion of the world population.
Oh, sorry. It's a billion total users, not active. So there you go. A billion total users.
It's 1 in 7.
Yeah. Now, granted, if you have a Gmail account, you have a YouTube account.
Yep.
As long as you turn it on. You actually have to turn these things on.
They're not linked anymore.
Say again?
The Google Plus is not linked anymore. You don't no longer need to have Google Plus to have Gmail.
Oh.
No, that's agreed. But you do need to have Google Plus. Anyway, you have to have a Gmail, or if you have a Gmail, you have access to YouTube. And I think that's how you get into YouTube for most of them anyway. And there is some weird thing about how you, if you want to broadcast as a YouTube user and make comments, you need to have a Google Plus account, or they were doing that not that long ago. It was really annoying because I've had YouTube since before Google bought it. And so my email address did not match up to the username, and it caused all sorts of problems.
I stopped commenting on YouTube videos because of that, because the YouTube account that I would use wasn't associated with the same Gmail account that I have.
Exactly.
So it screwed me, and I didn't want to link them. So I said, screw that.
Facebook currently has the most active users of social media accounts, websites now, with 1.28 billion.
Wow.
Wow.
And that's monthly active users. So all those Facebook accounts that nobody's using are not part of this.
Wow. And they've been really good at cutting down on bots and spammers and that kind of thing. Yep. It's very difficult to create a bot account on Facebook, apparently.
72% of online adults visit Facebook at least once a month.
Wow. That's very significant. And they're leveraging that for advertising like crazy right now and doing a good job of it.
And 75% of the engagement on a post happens in the first 5 hours. And India, much like many other tech things, is one of the biggest growing markets.
That's pretty neat.
Now, Google Plus. Now, we're all like, huh? What's Google Plus?
I heard about it.
They have more users than Facebook. They have 1.6 billion total users. Now, that's mostly because if you have a Gmail account, you have access to Google Plus, and they're really trying to force you to use this. Mm-hmm. But only 548 million monthly active users.
Yeah, they got into a market that was already very well dominated. Yeah. I'm surprised they survived at all.
Well, there's always something new coming out. Says we are going to be the Facebook book, you know, killer and blah. I was like, okay, go play over there with the other ones.
Well, I like the idea of circles.
Yeah,
that really intrigues me. I make a lot of use of that. Mostly my contact list, but I still make use of it. Mm-hmm. And but I find the usability of Google Plus through the web portal anyway is a little difficult.
And they were forcing people to link to their Google Plus. Which was that really upset a lot of the users, which really is one of the reasons it's not more popular than it is, because once you upset the internet, it's...
Yeah. They're forcing people to link to... I don't understand. They're forcing
like
people to...
If you had a Gmail account or you wanted you had to link your services. Yeah, so
If you want to make a comment on a YouTube post, they can find your Google Plus account.
Yeah. And you have to link it together.
So you can't just dude, you should die in a fire, you know, as most YouTube comments are.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah.
But there's a lot of bad things said about Google Plus. One statistic I found really interesting, though, is that 53% of interaction between Google Plus and user and a brand is positive. 53% of interaction between a Google Plus user and brand is positive. So if you're actually a user of Google Plus and you're interacting with brands on Google Plus, you're getting a positive experience, which I think probably has a much lower percentage on, say, Facebook.
Possibly.
Most people are annoyed by pages at this point.
Yeah.
My one problem, I've been on Facebook for quite a while. For the longest time, I didn't quite understand it, and I didn't know why anyone would use it. There's a couple of reasons why I use Facebook now. One, everyone and my mother is on it. Number two, the groups. I love the Facebook groups. They make coordination and collaboration really easy, and you can set all sorts of different privacy settings for these groups. And the third one is, these kids today don't use email.
Yeah.
And you need to use Twitter or Facebook or whatever to actually communicate with the younger generation and even the older generation. Their email is just dying out as a communication tool. I still love it, but it doesn't work, and you have to adapt. Google Plus added groups, they're horrible. because everything you do in a group is completely public. There's no particular reason why you would be in there, and there's no notifications whenever anybody posts anything in the group.
Mm-hmm. And it's created an interesting little schism where there's no consistent way to get in touch with anybody on the internet anymore. Like, you can't always be sure they're going to have an email account or...
Exactly. Or Facebook, are they on Facebook? Because some people don't want to use Facebook. Mm-hmm. I think, personally, most people that actively use Google Plus do it because they don't like Facebook and they don't want to be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just out of spite.
I use Facebook now to look at pictures, families post, stuff like that. Yeah. I don't really use it as an active social media tool. In fact, I'm probably more active on
sites. You are using it as an active social media tool. You're not using it to make new friends, but you are using it for communication, to see those pictures. Like,
active as in me posting and adding content.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm more active in that respect on sites like Reddit, which is starting to become a really large, internet social media site.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know who Reddit is, it's sort of like a... they build themselves as the front page of the internet.
Yeah.
It's essentially anything and everything you can think of is posted there.
It's like a very modern news group.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Now, I found it reminds me of, some of you guys may remember this, /.org.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And that used to be my go-to site. That was like an IT tech site where it was essentially people would post cool things, cool links, you know, and it was really, really popular in its day. And it actually coined a term called the /dot effect, where people would, if they post a link to this, hey, check out this cool website, they're developing this neat new technology, and if you didn't get there right away, you'd go and click on it and the site would be down because there'd be so much traffic generated from /dot going to this URL, it would take the site offline.
I remember that being called, you got /dotted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, there was a site called Dig.com.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Which was a really big one. I went from /dot to Dig because Dig had the better interface.
And also spawned one of the web shows that I used to love, which was Dig Nation.
Yeah, and that was like the site to go to for your info until the guy decided to, I think he retired, and he sold the site.
Kevin sold,
He didn't retire. He's still pretty young. He just moved on.
And the people who took it over just destroyed it. Mm-hmm. And it's now more like what's that clickbait site? Gawker,
BuzzFeed,
Yeah, it's kind of like BuzzFeed now, which is just terrible. And then I went to Reddit, and Reddit was kind of started, I think, similar time frame to Dig. I always stayed away from it because the user interface on first glance isn't very good. Because it's just, you know, white page with a bunch of links on it.
Right.
You get used to it after a while. And there's a bunch of cool enhancement tools for it that lets you, you know, instead of having to click on a link to view an image, you hit a little plus and it expands it. It's really quite neat. And the amount of pages on there, as of last month, there were 135 million unique visitors to the website from over 201 different countries, viewing a total of 5,548,038,000 pages. And there's over 7,700 active communities on Reddit. So it is a significant force, I guess, in the social media structure. But of course, it really runs the gamut of your 13-year-old in his basement, you know, causing all sorts of fun to people my age.
All right, so we're going to take another break there. We're going to listen to some more social media music. And I think after the break, the last thing we're going to talk about is where we think social media is going, what you can do to maybe protect yourself a little bit, and maybe some of our gripes on current social media and how we hope it's not going to go, or how we think it is going to go in the near future.